Hello and welcome to another worldwide godcast of Universal Ottery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Book of Sirach. We're in chapter 8 with verses 5 through 7. Do not reproach one who turns away from sin. Remember, we all are guilty. Do not insult one who is old, for some of us will also grow old. Do not rejoice when someone dies. Remember, we are all to be gathered in. To insult the elderly is to act like we are not sinners. Do not reproach one who turns away from sin. Remember, we all are guilty. Once they were guilty more so than they may live now. You too may grow old. Some do repent. Some die in their sin. What are you? I must admit that my early existence was one of confusion. I encountered something traumatic early in my teenage years and fought to stay alive to see my little girl born. But then it made me even more perplexed because the acts of ill repute continued from the same party. I couldn't escape the situation and I seemed trapped. Once I moved away from the threat, the world took over and I began seeing sin as soothing. I thought sin answered all the questions of life and not what life should be teaching me through God's redemptive salvation. Then God brought me to my senses. When I woke up alone, shivering inside an old car in front of my friend's dad's place, homeless, jobless, and carless, I was at my wit's end. It was like the clouds were lifted and death had been cheated by the clarity I all of a sudden felt. Growing old became a possibility, for I had failed at suicidal aspirations that shame had almost achieved. God took a hold of my soul, and I began to write daily what the Lord can do to us all when we repent. Respect life's experiences, and learn not to sin. Repent often, and His life you will begin. A one stanza haiku of honoring those who repent, remembering we were all once sinners too. Repentance, embrace, sinner's heart, humbled and true. Grace redeems us all. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord, I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers continue for a little boy named David Alexander. And we continue to pray for this birth coming up in February. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior's precious blood. In His name do we pray, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts today. My poem comes from the study of Sirach 8, just like my haiku did just a few moments ago. We are in verses 5 through 7 in our practice today, two stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Guilty All Remember. Are we? Those who repent of sin, reproach not. Guilty all remember. Are we? Old persons insult not, lest you forgot. Old, you may grow to be. In death, rejoice not. God gathers all, remember? Don't act like you forgot, searching like a pretender. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's January 8th, 2024. We're recording this morning at 4:47 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Up with the angels today, thinking about all the good things the Lord brings to our lives and how much He can make us reflect on different things of what we experience in our younger days and our older days. And as we can wake up one day and just find the Lord just beckoning us to share His salvation, to show people what it means to live redeemed, to say, I'm sorry that I made mistakes, to don't hold them against me for my entire life, and forgive me and the things that I did wrong when I was younger. I did so many things wrong. But I do rejoice in the Lord's repentance. And I celebrate His name each and every day. And I call out to my wife often these days, my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much, who continues to guide our family together with me, just being embraced by the Lord's truth each and every day, gaining wisdom together as we search for that one day that we will enter eternity in a peaceful state of grace. Amen. To our good friends John and Marie, we say God bless you too this day. And we close at 7:11 in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. May He bless you and give you repentance by His grace. Amen. God bless you in Jesus' name.